Thursday morning here on KSJE, and we have a bit of an extra segment for you this week, of course, because we want to talk about an event that is coming to San Juan College next week, which is in celebration of International Women's Day. Let me show you a little bit of the information here. Thursday, March 7th, over here at the Connie Gotch Theater and Lobby, the San Juan College Associated Students and the Campus Activities Board inviting you for a fun-filled evening of food, fun, entertainment, and flowers. There are several events as part of this happening. 6 p.m. International Food Fair at 6:30, an Associated Students Flower Stand, and then at 7 p.m. is Stirring the Pot, I Don't Cook, video artworks by Rosemary Meza Desplas, who is a multidisciplinary artist from Farmington, of course, and she is my guest on this special segment this morning, and that's why I wanted to bring you in, Rosemary, to talk a little bit about what you have planned for this event next week, and to welcome you back to KSJE. It's nice to see you.
Thank you, and thank you for promoting the event, Scott. We appreciate it.
You bet. It looks like it's going to be a great event, and celebrating International Women's Day, of course. And as I mentioned, you are a multidisciplinary artist, and you've done a lot of different types of artwork here in the community. This one is kind of highlighting some of your video work, then, I would imagine, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So there'll be three videos that are being screened. The first one is called Pinto Beans. It's actually a new work, so it's 2024. And the second one is Our House. And then the last one is Miss Nalgas USA 2022. So three different videos, all of them touching upon family heritage, identity, culture, cultural stereotypes. And so there's a little bit of humor kind of interwoven into all of the videos.
Very true. I can attest to that because I was a small part of just one of those, right? And so it's exciting to kind of see them. And the title of the presentation of Stirring the Pot, I mean, is that kind of an idea to make people think about what we're seeing and what we're experiencing?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, though it is true, I don't cook. But
there's that.
There is that. But the idea of stirring the pot is each of the videos makes commentary on some socio-political issues, but in a humorous way. But it's also kind of getting the audience to kind of think about these issues. And so that's what the title is about. And it directly references the first piece, which is Pinto Beans, which is a video that's based on my poem called Pinto Beans. And it actually, it's a video that kind of focuses on my own family history, on my mom and my dad. When I was little, we ate beans every day, beans and rice, mm-hmm. staple.
Right.
And I always
like
said,
like a lot of families.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I always tell my parents, when I get older, I'm never going to eat beans again. I want pizza. I want something else. Ironically enough, when I was in graduate school, I called up my mom and I said, can you tell me, walk me through how to make the refried beans over the phone? And so I missed having the beans. And so, you know, kind of that part of it's wrapped up in those memories.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of it's connected to my mom and dad. My mom and her family came to the United States as migratory workers, traveling across the United States and picking different crops, you know, seasonally. And then my dad has always worked related to food, a waiter, a dishwasher, a cook. And so both of them have this connection to food.
Okay. And I think, again, for a lot of families and a lot of kids, I think, you know, there are those things that they think they're never going to miss when they leave home and become an adult, and you can just keep all that stuff. And then they one morning they wake up and say, you know what? It'd really be nice to taste that homemade meal again, or that thing that mom used to make every Saturday, or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
And this is kind of what you're talking about, I think.
Yes.
And those family traditions that we really do need to keep track of and hold dear, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
For a lot of families. So that's one of the films. Tell us about the other ones.
So the second one is called Our House. Mm-hmm. And Our House was actually recorded or shot on location in Santa Fe at Axel Contemporary and Forming Concept Gallery. And they're completely two different two different scenes that are juxtaposed. So one is outdoors and one is in a gallery, and it goes back and forth. And Our House is a poem that also talks about family memories and goes back to my grandmother, but also juxtaposes it with a current event. And it's interesting, when I did it, initially I thought the video was just for documentation. And then I decided, oh, I'm going to do a video art piece from this. And then realized, there were some issues with my sound. The part that was done outside at Axel Contemporary was in the Rail Yard in Santa Fe. And one, it rained.
Oh, okay.
So I'm performing and doing a poem, and then you hear and see the rain in the background. And then the second thing that happened is, the arm that comes down for the trains?
Sure, the crossing arm, yeah.
Right.
At a crossing.
It got stuck.
Oh.
And so it was stuck, and it was making that sound over and over, and it was like, oh no, there's no way to fix it.
Right.
So I just had to keep performing and kind of get louder to drown out that sound. So there were a lot of challenges in trying to perform outdoors and then also in the gallery. So that video features me actually performing
okay.
the poem in two different locations.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. And then last but certainly not least is Miss Nalgas.
Yeah. Miss Nalgas USA 2022. So the only live performance of it was here in Farmington. And then I made the video art piece, which is not a strict documentation. So the imagery has been manipulated and changed. The music has been changed. There's only one song from the original. The Zia Chicks did a wonderful job during the live performance. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the music rights to most of the songs in order to include them into the video. And so I had to switch out the music. But there's some audio manipulation that goes on in the video. And that video focuses on a made-up beauty pageant for women over 50. And the pageant is very humorous. There's a segment of butt trivia towards the end. Each woman does this kind of monologue talking about why she wants to win the beauty pageant. And each one is humorous in the way that it's done. And then there's a segment where each woman does her talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so mine is reading a poem, there's singing, and there's painting. So it's a fun piece. It touches a lot on things about Farmington, things about New Mexico. So if you're from this area, you'll get a lot of the jokes. I showed it in New York last May.
Right.
And in New York, some of it just kind of
they didn't get it.
Right. But that's just, some of it's location driven.
True.
But the funny kind of little stereotypes and stuff they did get.
Sure.
So it showed in New York and it showed in Santa Fe. So this will be its third time to be screened.
Very cool. Very cool. And when you say New York, you're not talking some little podunk town upstate. You're talking New York City.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So just to be clear to the audience, no offense to the podunk towns upstate, because I grew up in one of those. But I just wanted to make that clear. And I think a lot, too, of that film and that performance was about women of a certain age and their beauty and their contributions and their talents and all those different things was another message that I got out of that.
Absolutely, yes. And so there's this phenomenon that happens to women over 50 where you start to feel invisible in society. Maybe you walk up to the restaurant and the younger people behind you get the table first. Things like that. And so it talks about being invisible, being an older woman in society. Do we think older women over 50, are they still sexy? Are they beautiful? Or do we kind of start to think that they lose that glamour? And so part of that. And then there's four judges that are in that part of the pageant, and they did a fabulous job, and they touch. Their dialogue is almost like a Greek chorus, and they're kind of touching upon all these issues as they're talking in between each segment. And so each judge is a certain person. Like one is the critical person, one is the compromiser who wants, at the end she wants everyone to get a tiara and pageant sash.
Right.
One is like the explainer. He explains all the notions about Latinos and stuff like that. And then one guy is a misogynistic voice. So each one has a certain type to it.
Very, very cool. It was so much fun to be a part of that special performance. So thank you again. Again, it's coming up on Thursday, March the 7th, a week from today.
Yes.
At the Connie Gotch Theater and Lobby right here at San Juan College. It's an evening of food, fun, entertainment, and flowers to celebrate International Women's Day. Rosemary Meza Displas is certainly the featured artist, I would say, at this event, but there's other things going on as well. We just have a little bit of time remaining, Rosemary, and I wanted to ask you, you have a big exhibit coming up this summer in Santa Fe, you were telling me. Can you tell us a bit about that quickly?
Yes. So Santa Fe opens on June 28th. It runs through August 31st. It is called My Hair Story, From Brunette to Gray, and the exhibit features or spans 22 years of me utilizing my own hair in my artwork. And so the earliest piece in the show will be from 2001, and then the latest piece in the show will be from 2023.
Wow, very cool. Congratulations
Thank
to have
you.
That exhibit in Santa Fe.
Thank you.
And I've seen some of those pieces, and the amount of work and time you put into these pieces, I think, is amazing. And I think people will be shocked to learn just how time-intensive these projects are.
Right.
And pieces of artwork. So nice to see it on the walls in Santa Fe. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Rosemary Meza Displas. She is part of this International Women's Day celebration next week right here at San Juan College.